Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Hello to all under the sound of my voice. Truly, it is a blessing to be with you once again as we start a new series entitled Wisdom from Proverbs. Our first subject we would like to tackle is the fear of the Lord. Proverbs 1:7 says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction." The word lets us know that we must have a fear of the Lord, and that this is only the beginning of knowledge. It doesn't stop there, but it all starts when we fear the Lord. Now, what is this fear? This fear is a reverential awe for who God is. You know, anytime we find out who God is, no doubt we are going to stand in awe of who he is. One, we will understand that he is all-knowing, he is all-powerful, and yet he cares for us. He loves us, and he has taken his time to give us his word to help us along the way. And he wants us to listen to his spirit that guides us. And God says that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Think about it. It's just like when we learned our ABCs in school. We didn't stop there. That actually started us to go further. Once we learned our ABCs, we learned to read. Once we learned to read, we then start to understand. So the Bible lets us know that when we fear the Lord, we have the beginning of knowledge. I know it's like my mom or my dad, if I feared them, it let me know the things that I need to be doing. Because if I did not fear them, I would just do whatever I wanted to do. But I knew when my mother or dad said something, not to do something, and I did it, that there was going to be a consequence. Therefore, I understood what that was. And that's where that beginning of knowledge comes through. They gave us some knowledge. And then I understood that if I did not do what that they told me, there was going to be some consequences. It's just like in the world today where we see these signs, no fear. Well, if you have no fear, you'll be big and bad enough to do anything that you want to do. But let me tell you something. Oh, it's dangerous to fall into the hands of a living God. We must understand that God is holy and he means exactly what he says. Now, what is the fear of love? We know it's standing in awe of the Lord, but Proverbs 8:13 gives us some more insight here. It says the fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride and arrogancy, and the evil way, and the forward mouth do I hate. So if we fear the Lord, we will hate evil. If we are not hating evil, we don't fear the Lord, because we are being comfortable around the evil that has taken place. In order for us to fear God, in fact, we must first love God. So once we have that love for God, we will see evil just like he sees it. And he hates it. He hates a pride. He hates the pride and arrogancy and the evil way. And also, he said, a forward mouth. One thing that the fear of the Lord lets us know is that it can prolong our life. Proverbs 10:27 says this, "The fear of the Lord prolongeth days, but the years of the wicked shall be shortened." Whenever we do what God says, no doubt our life will be lengthened. So what I want to let you know today is that we must fear the Lord. And fearing the Lord involves hating evil, and we can reap the benefits of prolonged days here on earth when we do what God has us to do. God bless.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.